May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable to you. O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Through the years, I've become a really big fan of the lectionary and the daily office. I'm always amazed when I open the pages and read scriptures that have been organized for reading by someone else centuries ago who has no idea what's going on in my life. And it just is a bullseye day after day after day. I remember first discovering the lectionary in the 70s, and I was reading it not in a church that used the lectionary. And I was amazed to find whenever I would talk to pastor friends who didn't know that the lectionary exists, or if they did, they didn't care to use it, didn't purpose to use it. But I would find out again and again that Baptist pastor friends, Vineyard pastor friends, had inadvertently, coincidentally, preached that Sunday on one of the passages from the lectionary. It's as if the Holy Spirit wants so desperately to get the whole family on the same page that somehow he gets us there whether we purpose to do it or not. He's constantly at work doing that. I didn't choose this passage of Scripture because we might be contemplating the loss of our leader, as Israel had just lost Moses. And it's amazing the way the story starts out. It reminds me of reading a Christmas carol. I forget the opening statement is something like, Marley was dead, that much was sure. This starts out exactly the same way. Moses, the servant of the Lord, had died. I mean, it's a pretty stark, impactful, kind of a whap up against the head to start the narrative of Joshua. I mean, very few books in the Bible, very few books ever start with something that is that cold a slap. So we have the death of Moses. I'll talk about that for a moment. But if I could go back about 4 months when we first got our news that our leader was sick, Jim and I were chatting one day, and the daily office Old Testament readings happened to just be beginning the book of Job. Another coincidence. Jim and I took great courage from that because of thinking, you know what? Yes, there's suffering, but there ends up being a wonderful ending. And so we took courage from that. We don't know, as John said, whether the Lord is going to heal our friend, which we believe for, hope for, pray for. And I take courage in these symptoms, the lack of pain, the lack of chills, the being able to concentrate, all those things. I take courage in those things. But whether the Lord heals or not, it is wise to contemplate from time to time the loss of a leader. Whether if the Lord restores Bob to health and we have a few more years with him, or a long number of years for him, odds are, because of his age in relation to many of ours, he will precede many of us in death. At some point, sooner or later, we'll contemplate the loss of our leader. And that's exactly what this section of Joshua is all about. And look at what the advice is. Look at what the commandments are. First of all, he says, the Lord tells Joshua, act in accordance with the law that Moses gave you. Keep the vision. Stay true to the vision. Remember what you're all about. Remember why I called you together. Remember what I gave you, the truth I gave you, the revelation that I've given you. Keep that first and foremost in your mind. And that's true in our walk with the Lord overall. And as an IWS family, there is a certain deposit of vision and of values that the Lord has given us through Bob and others that he's called together here, and we can articulate that. And the Lord says to us, whenever you contemplate the loss of your leader, whether he stays with you or not, keep your minds on that. Remember the vision that I called you to. And then, look at this. In 9 verses, 3 times we get the command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. And in case you didn't get it the first 2 times, it ends a 3rd time, I command you, be strong and courageous. Now think about it. You think Joshua got the message? In a few short words, the Lord talking to him, in just those few verses, the Lord says the same thing three times. Are you listening? Are you listening? Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And a third time, I command you, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. And then he tells us also, tells Joshua at least twice, I'll be with you wherever you go. I'll be with you wherever you go. And I really think that the text implies that three times, because the second, after it says, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, a second time he says, and this, the word of this law will not depart out of your mouth. It will be with you wherever you go. And so the Lord really is saying, be strong and courageous three times. And he's also saying, I will be with you wherever you go three times. Just so we get it. And how it resonates with what Jesus said as he was bidding his friends farewell. I will always be with you, even to the end of the age. And who could have imagined this grand design of calling together a community of people and then filling them with his Holy Spirit, the gift from on high, breathing his Spirit into them, always being with them. Ingenious. When the faculty first got together Tuesday evening to begin our faculty meeting, we started our time at the end of the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to John. Jesus had just said some really difficult things to hear. He had talked about eating his flesh and claiming to be the bread come down from heaven, and people were leaving him left and right. And he turns to the 12 and said, are you going to leave me too? And Peter, of course, bold Peter, I wonder if I would have had the presence of mind to answer like he did, Lord, to whom else can we go? Where else can we go? You have the words of life. And I'd never heard what Jesus said back to him as a reply before. I'd always heard it just as a prophetic foretelling of what was going to happen with Judas and the betrayal. But Peter says, to whom else can we go? You have the words of life. Listen to what Jesus said in answer to that question at the end of John 6. I have chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil. But hear it as a reply. Hear it as a reply. To whom else can we go? Jesus said, I've called you together, and you're not all perfect. Some of you got some problems. To whom else can we go? Turn to each other. Turn to the community that I've called together. You are baptized into me. And very shortly, he would send his Spirit. He's called us to himself. He has filled us with his Spirit. We can be strong and courageous, and we don't have to be afraid, because he is with us always, even to the end of the age. And so very, very really and dynamically, he is with us in each other, present to us, each in the other. May he open our eyes to see him in each other, open our ears to hear him in each other. Amen.